A few years ago, while at the mall with his parents, a 4-year-old boy watched as children lined up to see Santa Claus. As happens at this time of year, the line was extremely long and round, down through the mall past many shops. But having been taught as a toddler that Christmas is the holiday when Christians celebrate the birth of God's Son, this little boy with the innocence of a child asked, "Mom, where's the line to see Jesus?" Apparently it's a true story. It even had a country song written about it. But what a great question that is for us. Where is the line to see Jesus? Well, let me tell you, the line is right here, and we can get on that line tonight. On Christmas Eve, we gather together because we are just so amazed by what happened 2015 years ago. And we're not the first ones. People have been lining up to see Jesus since the very beginning. On that first Christmas, the line to see Jesus was filled with distinguished emissaries. Shepherds and angels gathered around with Mary and Joseph, but no wise men, not yet. Because, remember, the wise men don't appear till Epiphany, as we can see by the fact that our wise men are still traveling from afar to visit our manger scene and bring Jesus his gifts. But better late than never for them, right? And all it took was a star appearing in the night sky, signaling the birth of Christ. But God knew that they were watching the stars, waiting for that sign. So he arranged it according to his plan so that they would carry out his desired actions. It's a bit like a grandmother I heard about who is sort of miffed that her grandchildren never said thank you for the Christmas checks that she and Grandpa sent out every year. And after complaining about this, her husband told her, "Yeah, let me take care of the checks this year." And lo and behold, shortly after Christmas, each and every one of the grandkids stopped by in person to thank their grandparents for their gift. And the grandmother was amazed and asked her husband how he managed to get all the kids to follow up like that. The man said, "Simple. I just didn't sign the checks." I imagine that would work. It's probably a pretty good way to get a teenager's attention, in fact. I mean, it's no Star of Bethlehem. It's no sky full of heavenly hosts singing alleluias. But as far as attention grabbers go, it is hard to compete with God. And yet, every day, so many people miss those attention grabbers from God. Take Christmas, for example. Think back over all the Christmas hubbub that you've witnessed this year. From the Santas in the mall, to the hundreds of Christmas trees at people's windows, to the countless nativity scenes that you've seen in people's front yards, or on little bumper stickers urging you to keep Christ in Christmas. Which I've always wanted a little sticker that says, "Keep Mass in Christmas." As in, go to Mass, to church on Christ's Mass. Because I think that if you're worshiping on Christmas, you're probably on the right track to keeping Christ in Christmas too. And that is just so important for us. I know it's kind of almost a trite saying at this point, but what is Christmas without Christ? We keep Christ in Christmas because he is the reason for the season. I honestly don't think that you could have Christmas without Christ. Because even if everyone tried to remove all the religious justification from the holiday, it would eventually just fizzle out. Without Christ's birth at its center, Christmas is a scam. People don't like things that are blatantly just commercialized. And without Christ, that's what Christmas becomes. It's just another excuse for buying presents. Without Christ, Christmas dies. It's a bit like this present that I bought for myself this year, which, by the way, is probably one of my favorite parts about being an adult at Christmas time. My mom can no longer stop me from buying myself gifts throughout the entire month of December, as she always tried to do. As an adult, I take great pleasure in not having to wait for Santa Claus. So I bought myself this year a little toy remote-controlled plane. And it's kind of fun. I've been having a good time with it. You know, it's got little propellers on it. And if I were to throw it out here, it would probably just start going around in a circle because I haven't really figured out how to control it to go straight yet. But I tried. I practiced this a lot. And about half the time it would go in a circle. About the other half of the time it would end up out there somewhere. So I'm not going to do it because I don't want to get us sued. But I could. And this could fly out, and it would fly all around, and who knows where it would land. But it's a lot of fun. But one thing I found is that, you know, the batteries on these things are not that great, right? And one thing that I always knew, even from a very young age, was that without a little bit of juice, you know, toys like this just don't work. And you take the battery out of it. It's not a whole lot of fun, right? It's about as good as it gets. This battery is to that toy what Christ is to Christmas. Without Christ, Christmas doesn't work. There just is no point. The birth of Christ is the center of our celebrations. It's the heart of it. He is the whole reason for everything we do here tonight and really for everything that we do throughout the entire church year. And I think that somewhere in our hearts, we all kind of know that. Consciously or subconsciously, most people at this time of year are trying to catch a glimpse of God. We're willing to stand online to see Jesus. Christmas is one of those few times each year that people make that extra effort to find real meaning, to find real joy in their lives. Christmas is the time to look into the very heart of God. Think about it. Imagine the world at the time of Jesus' birth. Imagine what Mary saw. The world was very busy. Most people were traveling to their hometowns to register, to be taxed by Caesar. Mary was one of those people. So much hustle and bustle, everyone so very busy. There are so many travelers that Mary and Joseph find no room at the inn. And Mary gives birth to Jesus and lays him in a manger. But most people didn't notice. Most people didn't care. And it's not that people are uninterested in God. It's just that to most people, a poor couple having a baby has nothing to do with God. But Mary sees her baby, and she sees so much more. She remembers the promises of God. And she recalls those promises and stares into the face of that child. And as she does so, she realizes that she is staring into the heart of God. And then the shepherds arrive, and they tell her what the angels said to them. And Mary ponders all these things in her heart. Everything that her world needs is right here. Everything that is her world is right here. Everything that that the world needs, everything that we could ever ask for is right there, lying in the manger. The key to understanding God, the key to understanding the meaning of life, the key to salvation is right here, lying in the manger. And continue imagining with me for a moment that Mary lifts that baby out of the manger and hands him to you. And there you stand awkwardly holding the Son of God in your arms. And you look down into his face, into the face of the heart of God. And in your arms you have everything that the world is longing for. And here at Trinity tonight, you have Jesus. You don't have to wait online to see him. You haven't missed him by 2,000 years. And you don't have to hold him in your arms to hold him in your heart. We might celebrate Christmas Eve on December 24th, but the truth is that our Lord is here with his people all 365 days of the year. The silly truth is that we pick this one day to celebrate God coming down from heaven and being born into mankind. But the glorious reality is that this day, this miracle, is ours to celebrate all the time. God loves you so much that he sent his one and only Son to be born for you, to become flesh and blood for you. And he shed that flesh and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, Christ did not stay a child lying in the manger. No, he became a man and took on the responsibility for the sins of the whole world, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is your Christmas present. That is the single little battery that powers everything that we believe. On Christmas, the Father gave us the gift of the Son, so that on Easter, the Son can give us the gifts of eternal life and forgiveness and salvation. There is no salvation without the miracle of Christmas, so celebrate this day with all your heart. Share this joy with your family and your friends. Don't let anyone you love go on living without that life-saving message of Christ's love. Use this time of year when people are looking for God to help them to find him. Christ is here. He loves you. He is eager for you. The truth is, Christ has been waiting online to see you. And he's been waiting on that line your whole life. And he will continue to stand there each and every day from now until you enter into eternity. Because he loves you, and he will not abandon you. That love, that extraordinary length that he is willing to go for you, is what makes Christmas so very special. That is Christ's gift to you. May God bring you peace and joy as we celebrate his Son's birth, and may you always know in your heart that this Christmas miracle is for you. Amen. Now know that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.